alongside Curtis Lofton. You were just talking to the linebackers. I know that you wanted to talk to that group before doing this interview. What did you guys discuss at this point in the game?
Well, right now, you know, just told the guys, keep your head in the game, make sure you're sure tackling, and just keep up the good work. They've been doing a great job and just got to keep it up.
Take us through what this break was like. I mean, this is a pretty long game that you guys are playing this evening, so to keep the momentum up.
Well, we went into the locker room, and before the game, Coach Rio told us, he said, doesn't matter what happens, you know, put the ball down, let's play ball. So we went in and made our corrections and kept the energy, played a little music, we stretched, and came back out and got it going.
Takes a certain player to wear silver and black. You got to make that decision. What factored in that for you?
I think just when I came down, the coaching staff, and just everybody, all the people I ran into, it was great people, great energy, and I wanted to be a part of that.
There's so much energy this season, so to be a part of like this rebuilding process, and you mentioned the seasoned vets on your coaching staff, that has to be special.
Well, these coaches, they played a lot of ball, and for us players, we just absorb all the information and apply it to our game. And, you know, Coach Norton always tells me, you know, I live those mistakes so you don't have to. So just listen and be a sponge and apply it, and that's what we've been doing, and we got to keep doing it, moving forward.
See, this is when you know you're talking to a seasoned vet. You came prepared. The towel, the jacket, the hat, back up to you guys.